This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
It may be the nighttime,
but the sports talk doesn't stop.
Sports talk radio that's live, local,
and not for the faint of heart.
Oh, you didn't know?
Sometimes angry.
Loud noises!
Telling it like it is.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
And pretty much always right.
Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
Text or call 404-741-0929 and be part of the show.
Well, we're waiting.
Live from the Kia Studios, it's time for the John Chuckery Show. Serving you up sports on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome into Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yes, it is time for the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out with you in the Kia Studios on this Thursday evening. With you for the full four. We're asking you to download the Odyssey app. We know you're not in the car as much. You want to listen in? Put the Odyssey app on one of your devices today. Take your smartphone. Take your Alexa speakers. Take your tablet. Take your boombox. Take your turntable. Your Ring doorbell camera, whatever your device is, just download it on something. You'll be able to catch us when you are on the go. Social media is at 929 The Game on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And as always, best way to be a part of the show, follow us on our personal Twitter pages. I am at JMCH316. That is your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there. Producing the show on the other side of the glass, as always, Day Day is in the house at the D Lewis for Real on Twitter. Let's get into it with you here this evening. Braves with a night off tonight as they get ready to head to Arizona. Believe it or not, and we talked to Bob Nightingale, a couple weeks ago, about this Arizona team. And, you know, he was talking about the idea that, you know, they're probably not built for the long term, just as far as can they keep pace with the Dodgers for the long term. But look, a third of the way through the season, they're hanging right there with the Dodgers. In fact, they're tied with the Dodgers for the division lead. They've won five games in a row, 34 and 23. of stout 19-12 at home. That's a pretty good home record for Arizona. So this will be a good series. And I'll tell you, the pitching matchup is Sunday. Mike Soroka versus Zach Gallen. If you don't know Zach Gallen, he has been really good this year. 7-2, 2.72 ERA, 82 strikeouts in 72 2/3 innings. That's over 10 strikeouts per 9 innings. He's got a 5 strikeout to walk ratio. So he struck out 82 guys, only walked 16, doesn't give up tons of hits. He's only given up 2 homers in his 72 innings. So the Braves obviously have been pouncing on pitchers in these first innings. And obviously it's been the long ball, right? I mean, the Braves have all kinds of guys that are already in double figures in home runs. But Zach Gallen has kept the ball in the ballpark. And historically, that's been a pretty, you know, good ballpark to hit in out there in Arizona. Wouldn't say it's Coors Field, but it's been pretty good to hit in that park. What do they call? I mean, I don't even know what that park is called anymore. I don't even know what it is. It was like I don't know. Oh man, what's Chase Field? Yes, Chase Field is what the ballpark is. Do they still have that swimming pool out there in the outfield?
Last I heard, they did. I went to that stadium. Ooh, gosh, what, 10? No, longer than that. Probably like 15, 16 years ago. And yeah, that was pretty cool to see the pool out there.
There are a bunch of jabrones in that thing?
No, well, when we went, there were like kids in there playing and, you know, and everything.
Gotcha.
And it was the one thing that tripped me out was the fact that it was a day game we went to, but they keep the roof closed during day games because of how hot it is out there in the summertime.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So, yeah, and you never know when it's going to rain. I mean, just all of a sudden pop-up shower rain, right? So,
yeah.
Bank One Ballpark, right, was the old name for the stadium, right? So now it's Chase Field, so nobody can keep up with what these stadiums are. But interesting series for the Braves. Now, we'll talk more about this coming up at the 9 o'clock hour because, yes, Arizona is in first place right now. Yes, the Mets obviously are your division rival. But things are really promising in June. Things really lighten up. When you think about the gauntlet that the Braves have run so far this year, and they sit 3.5 games above the New York Mets, 4.5 games against the, above the Marlins, 8 over the Philadelphia Phillies, 9 over the Nationals, you know, they've run a pretty good gauntlet. We've seen the Phillies and Mets. We've seen the San Diego Padres and the L.A. Dodgers and the division-leading Texas Rangers, who are 35-20 on the year. Baltimore, 35-21. They're 4 games back in the East because Tampa's been ridiculous. But Baltimore's 35-21. We've seen them. We've seen the Houston Astros, defending champions, right? This has been a pretty good gauntlet for the Atlanta Braves in this first third of the season. Well, things will start to lighten up in June. Things will get a little bit easier come June time. And this may be a chance for the Braves to start to separate themselves from other teams in the division. And they'll play the Mets here coming up in, less than 2 weeks, I believe. Maybe a week, 2 weeks, whatever it is. Don't know the specific dates, but they'll play the Mets coming up here. And they've got them at Truist Park.
They start that series next week.
Okay, so remember that we were going to have that 5-game set against the Mets up in New York, and then every game got rained out, seemed like. I mean, you know, I think they played, 2 games or something like that, or maybe they played 3, but 2 of the games got rained out. So they're going to host the New York Mets coming up here next week. So other than that, though, I mean, we'll talk about this more in detail, but, you know, their schedule is fairly easy. Now, look. They didn't take advantage of this series in Oakland. And I know they won the last game and, you know, Mike Soroka pitched and all. Okay, I mean, again, very disappointing series for the Braves. To lose 2 out of 3 to the Oakland A's, I don't care if you're the Toledo Mud Hens, you shouldn't lose 2 out of 3 to the Oakland A's. They're 12-46. They had 10 wins on the entire year before the Braves showed up. 10. They're 7-24 at home. 7-24 at home. If there ever is going to be contraction in Major League Baseball, Start in Oakland. Start in Oakland. Remember how they wanted to contract the Minnesota Twins? Start in Oakland. Let's bring contraction back. And again, Vegas is going to give them a whole bunch of money to build a stadium, even though their owner is worth $6 billion. That's how sports in America works. God bless America, right? Capitalism at its finest. Anyway. NBA Finals tonight. Miami and Denver will get things cranked up and underway. Had a chance to talk earlier to Eric Reed, and he's literally been the play-by-play voice since season one, 35 years, for the Miami Heat. He's been with the Heat for 35 years. By the way, it's crazy to think the Heat have been around for 35 years, but he's been with them. And one of the great voices, he's our Bob Rathburn, right? He's the play-by-play voice on Bally for the Miami Heat. Been with him forever, been around the organization forever. Had a real fun conversation with him earlier on this evening. We'll hear him coming up at 8:20, as 8:30 will be tip-off time. Heat, Denver, in Denver, obviously. That's like, are they 2 hours behind us?
Yes.
Okay. So 6:30 tip, like not a prime time. Well, I guess it is maybe prime time start, but obviously it's starting like a normal regular NBA game for Denver, right?
Yeah, because typically during the season, their home games would tend to come on
like 7:30
o'clock here, yeah, which would be like 8:30 there.
Okay,
yeah,
okay,
something like that.
So maybe a little bit earlier even.
Yeah, a little earlier.
I don't know how Denver's going to be rowdy and raucous. I mean that crowd's going to be all into it with a chance to win an NBA title. But we'll see if it's a. Look, Miami is notorious for being a late arriving crowd, right? I don't care if the Heat are in the finals. I don't care if the Heat are about to, win the Cold War. I mean, they're always a late arriving crowd, right? Like people have posed as empty seats for a long time in Miami when the game is first starting.
Well, part of the problem is where the stadium is too. Like you got to cross the bridges. Most people got to come across the bridges to get to.
So you leave early enough.
Yeah,
you're leaving plenty of time. What do you got to do in Miami?
It's a really congested area.
Oh yeah, I understand. Yeah. I've been by that stadium. I mean, I get it, but I mean still.
Yeah, to your point, especially finals.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Leave early.
Right. Leave early. So we talked about they won't play game three in Miami until next Wednesday, so it's almost a week before they play game three. Atlanta United, they drew last night against New England. Kind of a back and forth match and all that. We're going to talk Jason Longshore coming up here at 7:20. So in about 7 minutes from right now, we'll get Jason's thoughts on here. As I told Mike and Carl, they've had one win in 6 weeks. I mean, it's not been six full weeks. Sunday will be 6 weeks, but they've had one win in 6 weeks, and they've got LAFC coming up the following Wednesday. So they don't play this weekend. They will have LAFC because they go out there. That'll be a 10 o'clock pregame, 10:30 on the kick with Jason Longshore and Mike Connie. They will have all of that. So no match this weekend. So it's going to be over 6 weeks since Atlanta that they've had one win in over 6 weeks. It's crazy to think. And they got off to such a good start, right? Such a hot start. And some things have failed them. They've given up way too many goals. And, they were fortunate enough to at least even get a draw, giving up three goals at home last night. But got to take care of home field. We haven't done enough of that on the road. We haven't done enough of that in, Mercedes-Benz. But we'll get Jason's thoughts in perspective about all of this. And we'll talk about this later on in the show as well. SEC is going to play an 8-game schedule with no divisions in 2024. Good. I don't have a problem with that. I'll be honest with you. If it keeps the ACC-SEC games together, then I'm all for it. Because what's unique is the SEC and ACC having that kind of matchup. And I think it's, six teams that play games, that play SEC-ACC games, right? We know how well the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl does in the old days before when it was just a when it was a bowl game on New Year's Eve, it was always ACC-SEC, right? We know that they try to get as many ACC-SEC matchups as possible at the beginning of the year, Labor Day weekend, right? So I don't have a problem with this. And we'll hear what Kirby Smart, or we'll talk about what Kirby Smart had to say a little bit later on, but I don't have a problem with an 8-game schedule. Sorry. I mean, what does it matter if the SEC plays 8 or 9? They're still the best conference in America. And I like the Southern region rivals. I love Clemson, South Carolina. I love Georgia, Georgia Tech. I love Florida, Florida State. I like those kinds of rivals. Not Georgia, Oregon. Oy vey. All right, Jason Longshore, when we come back, talking about Atlanta United's draw from last night. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Sports Radio, 92.9, The Game, back at it, Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios, Thursday night with you. 404-741-0929, that's the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, Atlanta United, some good, some bad, 3-3 draw at home against New England. Now they await to take on LAFC coming up on Wednesday, June 7th. So no match this weekend. They will be on the road, and then they'll be coming home on the 10th on that Saturday against DC United. I'll be here. Or sorry, I will be at the game. So let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Let's talk to our buddy and all things color analyst for Atlanta United, Jason Longshore. Can follow him on Twitter at Longshoe, and he'll have the call of the match coming up next Wednesday from LA. That's a 10 o'clock pregame, 10:30 kick. Jason and Mike Connie will have the call for all of that. Jason, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes tonight.
No, thanks for having me on, as always.
Where will they put you up in L.A.? Where are you going to be staying?
Don't know yet, actually. This was the game that was supposed to be this weekend, but LAFC is in the CONCACAF Champions League final. They lost last night 2-1 in Mexico, and they play Sunday night against Club León. And then we see them on Wednesday, which makes it really hard to predict what LAFC we're going to see next week.
So, you know, last night, obviously, I mean, is this become the stat of the year? I saw this stat that 8 goals in the 89th minute or later of matches this season. I mean, is that the most defining stat for Atlanta United this season?
There's a bunch of crazy numbers this season when it comes to Atlanta United. These 3-3 draws, I am begging for no more of them this season. They are exhausting and chaotic and crazy, and we've seen 2 of them in the last 3 games. This game last night was nuts. I mean, Atlanta United scored goals late this season, too, and they've conceded goals late this season. When you get into, like, points gained or dropped, and Mike Connie had the stat, they're zero. They're even this year in terms of points gained and dropped with those late goals because they've won games late. And they've lost points late. And this last night, after such a comeback, after a gift of a goal at the beginning, and then you chase the game, you have opportunities, you don't score, you get hit on the other side, didn't defend well, you're down 2-0 at the break, and they get 3, and the third one is a wonder goal from Miguel Berry, and then it's wasted in a late goal that, again, it was a defensive breakdown and losing an individual duel.
By the way, Jason, it's Mike Connie, just so you know, you pronounce it correctly. So C-O-N-N-I, yes. We have to get it right. Anyway,
I'll have to practice with you next time.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, anyway. Look, Jason, you know, they will have only had one win over the last 6 weeks. And we know that the start that they got off to, it was one of the best starts in club history, right? I mean, just, you know, they were fantastic and they were taking care of points at home and this, that, and the other. But it doesn't feel like that feels like a lifetime ago. It feels like you've only won one match in 6 weeks on the calendar. I don't, you know, it just seems like a frustrating stretch here that we're just kind of just a middling kind of team right now over this last month and a half.
It's maddening because of what it could be when you look at this overall record out of 16 matches. Atlanta United's lost 4 games all year. And you look at, you hear that, and that's good. That is a good number. That's good. 6 draws, not good. And some of the draws, late goals to lose games that should be in the win column, not good. The biggest issue, and look, we've had this conversation, I feel like, since 2017 when the team launched. This has always been a club that wants to score goals, that wants to get numbers forward. That goal scoring is at a premium. I mean, go back to 2019 when Frank DeBoer's team was on an epic winning streak and clean sheet streak, and that was not good. That was not received well because it was low scoring. Well, these games are high scoring, but they're not good enough defensively right now to make 32 goals, most goals in the league, 2 goals per game, straight up 2 goals per game. This team defensively right now is not good enough to make that hold up. When you get 3 goals in a match, and they've done it twice out of the 2 out of the last 3 times out, 3 goals should be 3 points. And it hasn't been. And that's why you are where you are. But you do have to keep things in mind. Atlanta United is 8th out of 29 teams in MLS right now. They're fifth in the Eastern Conference. They're 4 points out of second place in the Eastern Conference. As middling as it feels, as frustrating as it feels, a win on Wednesday really changes things up. And that's what you have to keep focusing on if you're in that locker room and you're preparing for these matches when you're at Atlanta United.
Jason Longshore on the WaitFor.com hotline as we talk about all things Atlanta United as they get ready for LAFC coming up in on Wednesday, June 7th. I guess the silver lining, though, is that for Atlanta United, you don't feel like they're out of a match because of Giakoumakis and some of these players that we have that can score on a moment's notice. And they always fight. I mean, they don't give up. They don't throw in the towel and let 2-0 become 4-0, right? I mean, they fight, but they can always come back and win. I guess, that's what we have to point to as far as the silver lining goes, right?
Yeah, and that's the other element of this that you do have to keep in mind. And I feel like we talked about it on the road in Orlando at halftime in a game where Atlanta really struggled to, I think, get into a rhythm in that one. Orlando played well defensively. Atlanta just kind of struggled until you got into the second half of the second half and things started to string together. But you have to have that belief. This team scored in every game. They haven't been clean sheeted this season. They're in every match because of Giakoumakis, because of Almada, because of that fighting spirit that is in this group. That's why the defensive issues at times are so confusing. And I don't know why that fighting spirit shows up so well in the attacking half of the field. But on that last play last night where Carlos Heel gets an opportunity, he advances, they force him to play the ball out wide. All that's fine. The cross comes in. It's fine. Barata doesn't clear it far. He clears it out of the 18, but it falls to Heel. All right. At that stage, talk about fighting spirit the other way. That's where fighting spirit has to show up on the defensive side, because you can't let the opponent's best 1v1 player have a 1v1, and that's what he had. Yeah, it's a clearance that falls to him. It's not like the team just stopped defending entirely, but that ball falls to him. The awareness, the panic, in a way, has to hit, and players have to go flying out to make Heel not be able to get the 1v1 that he wants. He beats Ibarra in the 1v1, and Ibarra has been one of the better players in MLS this season in duels and winning those duels. But he gets beaten a 1v1 with a great player. It shouldn't have been a 1v1. That fighting spirit has to show up on the defensive side as much as it's shown up on the attacking side.
So is it a matter of, skill people? Is it a matter of, effort at times on defense? I mean, does something have to change? I mean, not just, hey, we need to play better, but can anything be done to shake up what our defense is? I mean, is there any kind of alignment or anything that we can do differently that, allows us to be a better club? Or is it just come down to want to and effort?
I think want to and effort doesn't capture it. And I know that's the easy fallback, and I get it. I totally understand it. But I don't think you can say that there's effort in part of the field and not effort on the other, and want to in part but not in the other. I think it's that mindset when you're in that situation, the 3-2 game of we can't let them have another shot. And that's a tough transition. When you are a team that is as good as this team is in the attack and has players and has defenders that love to get forward and contribute in the attack, and everything is based around that side of it, the switch has to be flipped. And it's really easy to say and hard to do, in that you have to be that gritty defensive team in those moments where that's what the game calls for. When you start changing personnel, I don't think it's a system thing. I don't think it's a tactical thing. I'm not buying any of that, because when you look at a lot of the metrics about the way this team defends, they're disruptive. Teams don't pass at a high percentage against them. Teams don't get into the final third often against them. They're in the top five in the league in that. They're very good in a lot of defensive metrics, but the few opportunities that they give up too many of them are ending up in the back of the net. And I think when you start to change personnel, you can lose some of what you get on the attacking side that makes this team so good there. And maybe you gain on the defensive side, but you have to gain enough on the defensive side to make up for that. And that's a tough balancing act for a team that, you know, you look at that start, and you mentioned it, as good as they were in the start, when you started to have injuries, you started to have that international call-up week, lose to Columbus, and the lineup started to shift a little bit, it's hard to gain that continuity. So when you start to change the lineup, change personnel, searching for something, you can lose more of the rhythm, more of the chemistry, and lose some of the good things that this team has this season as well. That's a really tough balancing act, and I don't think there's an easy answer to it.
Last question for you, Jason. Is Giakoumakis the best goal scorer that we have seen other than Joseph Martinez? Take Joseph out of it. Nobody's Joseph Martinez. But is he the best pure goal scorer that this franchise has had other than Joseph?
Yes. That's an easy answer, yes. And I think over time, he might maintain that kind of a level. I mean, he's on a goal-scoring pace that is ahead of Joseph Martinez right now. It's very early stages. But he's a different kind of player. And I think what he gives you is some different ways to combine to get into the final third. And he's never going to be a big assist guy. I think Joseph was starting to develop aspects of this in his game. But Giakoumakis is really good at combining and working for others. His team awareness is really strong. He'll make a run to open up space for somebody else. He'll lay the ball into space. He'll hit passes with the right amount of pace, a hard pass to signal play faster, a shorter ball to let someone run onto it, things like that. He's a complete player. But in the 18, he's lethal. And to have somebody like that in this group right now, he's been an amazing signing, and it's just when he's on the field, you feel like Atlanta United has an opportunity to score.
On Twitter, at Long Shoe, he'll be on the call Wednesday, June 7th, Atlanta United's next match coming up in LAFC. And Jason Longshore, join us on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Jason, as always, buddy, appreciate it, man. Thanks for a few minutes. We will chat again soon, and if I don't talk to you before then, have fun in L.A.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
You got it. When we come back, I got to open up the phone lines because I got to help make sense of this, okay? 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. I'm going to give you a name that I keep seeing and reading about that the Atlanta Hawks should make a run at. 404-726-0929. I'll tell you what that name is up next and help me make sense of all of this. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, and the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it, Chuckery Show, hanging out at Kia Studios Thursday night with you. All right, 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Data, I'm going to get you involved in this too. I have seen multiple places where, you know, again, we're looking to try to make a splash, right, for the Atlanta Hawks, right? Trying to get things cranked up and going. Like, I want Jaylen Brown. I'll sell out to go get Jaylen Brown. I'll give up that deal, you know, with all of our – I'll give it up because I'm trying to be good now, not 3 years from now, okay? But I've seen this name in multiple places that the Hawks should look to make a trade for. And that name is Kristaps Porzingis. Now, last year for the Washington Wizards, 2 years ago, he was traded from Dallas to Washington, partnering him up with Bradley Beal. You know, look, on the surface, there are some good numbers there. 23.2 points per game. 38.5% three-point percentage. He does some good things. 32, almost 33 minutes a night.
Where's he at in assist?
Well, he's 2.7 assists. But here's the thing that kind of blows me away. And this is what happens when you're 7'3" and you stand out at the three-point line. The last 2 years, he's been 8.4 and 8.8 rebounds per game. He's never even been a double-digit guy rebounding, because that's what happens when you stand 30 feet away from the basket. And I think about this and I say, okay, why do I want a 7'3" guy that plays his game 30 feet away? I mean, when everybody in the league goes right to the basket on us, right? I mean, I need Capella and Okongwu and guys like that to at least be something on the interior and clean the glass, because we don't do a very good job of rebounding outside of a Clint Capella. We're a good rebounding team. We were a top 10 rebounding team this past year. But Capella is one of the big reasons why, because he's an elite rebounder. Capella's an elite rebounder. Give him that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not an elite center, not an elite scorer, not an elite defender. He's a very good defender, a decent scorer, but an elite rebounder, especially in today's NBA. Now, again, it's not Barkley or Rodman or guys like that, right? That you're at that level. Oh, there's that Wendy Corona. Whew, man. Hi, Caraba. Anyway, where was I? Wendy. Oh, no, sorry. Hawks. So why do I keep seeing this name as a guy that the Hawks should be trading for?
I will say this. A couple weeks back, when I was looking at kind of like top free agents in that top 10 portion of the list, I will say his name.
Well, he's not a free agent.
Well, not free agent, but I think he's soon to be, though, isn't he?
He's got, so just so we're clear, he's got 33.8 million owed this year.
Right.
Okay. But then he's got a player option.
Right.
That's 36 million. Yeah. So, again, is he going to turn down 36 million? Because by then, he's going to be 30 years old.
Well, that's what I was going to say. His name jumped out to me first, but then when I saw what he would be owed, I just don't think he's worth that. And especially to your point, if he's not even averaging 10 rebounds a game a night, like,
he's 7'3". I know he can shoot threes. I've got too many guys that are big guys that play 30 feet away from the basket.
Yeah, there's a lot of that already in the league.
Yeah, like I don't need more of those kinds of guys. So 404-726-0929. Help me make it make sense about why the Hawks should be interested in a guy like this. And again, it's not that he's a bad player, that he's a bum or anything like this, right? But first off, how good are the Wizards? I mean, with Bradley Beal and Porzingis, have they been much of anything? Are they threatening to take over the Eastern Conference? I don't think so. So I'm not, and again, I'm not blaming it all on him, but if I'm going to pay $33, $34, $36 million in salary to a player, which, you know, again, let me put it like this. DeJounte Murray's making half that. He's making half that kind of money. And that's not even, I mean, we talk about John Collins and how much we're paying him. You know, pay Porzingis $34 million to stand 30 feet from the basket and shoot threes, because that's what he wants to do. He don't want to go in there and bang around with anybody and get physical and get tough with anybody. He wants to stand outside and shoot as many threes as he can. And he averages what? What's his per game average? I thought it was over five. Let me see here. He averages 5.5 threes per game. 5.5 threes per game. Okay, 38.5%. It's not bad for a 7'3" guy. But that ain't like 50%. And if he's not down low, who's going to rebound for us? Who's going to bang around inside? John Collins? John Collins wants to stand around from three-point land as well. What's DeAndre Hunt? I mean, everybody drives to the basket on us. So I need less rim protectors when all is said and done. I just don't understand all of this. Help me make it make sense. Marco, out in Buckhead. What's going on, Marco?
Hey, what up, Chuck? For this one, I mean, that sort of sounds like one of those, like, pie in the sky, like, this would work in a video game type of trade.
Sure.
But my main problems with Kristaps is, A, his health, and then, B, he already sort of played in a – not to say Trey and Luke are extremely similar, but he played in a system like that, and one of his biggest gripes was that they didn't draw plays for him. So I don't think that we would do that here either. And like you said, there would be a lot of money to try to pay somebody who is not healthy, and I would not leverage my future to try to bring that kind of guy in here.
Appreciate it. 65 games last year is all he played. He played 51 the year before that. 43, 57, 48. He played 72 in 65 games his first 2 years with the Knicks. Since the 27, starting with 2017, 2018, starting with that year, he's had one season where he's played more than 60 games. And his peak is 65. So I get another beat up, banged up guy that, you know, again, can shoot the ball and score. And again, I'll say it. I'll be Mike Bell. I don't want any more of these soft European types of guys on here. Like, I don't need more of those kinds of guys. I need some grit and some toughness on this team. Michael out in Canton. What's going on, Michael?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think on defense, he's kind of an open door. Doesn't really help us. Doesn't really fit, you know, what we need right now and who we need to pay is a top-tier wing. We don't need to pay another big. I think, you know, when it comes to shooting, we pay other people to shoot. We could pay a wing to shoot. Also, you know, with Trey's play style, he likes lobbing it up to people. If Capella's going to be the only person that we're going to lob to, we're going to have some problems because Kristaps ain't jumping. I mean, I know he's 7'3", and you know, but like you were saying, he plays around the outside. I don't think he fits well with our team, and I think that money needs to go to other places.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, when I've got my 7'3" guy shooting 5.5 threes a game, I mean, I know it's modern day basketball and. Oh, well, Dirk Nowitzki made it. Okay, Dirk's a first ballot Hall of Famer. Like, okay, give me Dirk Nowitzki.
And
give
Dirk
me, give
also.
Me, give me a, hold on, give me a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Right.
Right? I mean, you know, give me one of the top players of all time. Yeah, if we could drop him on the – but Porzingis isn't a top player.
No, and Dirk had no problem playing in the paint whenever
yeah,
he needed
exactly.
to. He had no problem doing it. So.
But again, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. Porzingis is anything but a first ballot Hall of Famer. Right? Oh, and what did Dirk Nowitzki win when he was in Dallas? What did he win?
He won a title, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah.
How about that? Hey, how about that?
Did he get any MVPs?
I don't know if he was an MVP or not.
But he did get a title.
Here's what I know. He won a title and is a first ballot Hall of Famer. Thank you. Thanks. Next call, please. Thank you. Right? Porzingis is a guy who's playing, you know, again, peaking at 65 games over the last 7, 8 years or 6 years or whatever it's been. No thanks. But, again, he's a name that if you're looking to trade, you know, he's a name that is popping, you know, in these circles, right? Why can't I just have Jaylen Brown? Like, why make this more complicated than what it needs to be? Jaylen Brown here, play him at 3, one of the best two-way players in the NBA. I've seen, like, multiple ex-players and stuff like that, former coaches and stuff like that, saying, wow, Jaylen Brown would be great in Atlanta. Yeah. Okay, can we get him?
Yeah, I got bad news for you, Chuck. The fact that, and this is just my opinion, the fact that the Celtics have come out and said they're sticking with Mazzulla, they're going to offer Jaylen the max. The question is going to be, will he stay?
Well, again, I mean, everybody's trying to get out of Boston, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're seeing, like, there's been 3 or 4 guys that have been like, I don't know if I want to be here in Boston anymore.
Yeah, so they're going to offer it to him. The question is going to be, will he stay?
Well, again, if they offer him the Supermax, how do you turn that down?
Yeah.
I mean, with all due respect, because they can pay him more than anybody.
Right.
How do you turn down the $290 guaranteed in the Supermax?
Yeah.
No, like, you're right. I would tell, I mean, in all honesty, as much as I want him in Atlanta, I'd go up to him and tell him he's the dumbest person on earth if he turned down $290 guaranteed million dollars. I don't care if he's playing for the Washington Generals. I don't care if he's playing for, Frankfurt Penguins or whatever. $290 guaranteed. Take that Supermax, son.
Yeah.
And cash those checks.
Yeah, without a doubt. And like I said, this is just me speculating. I just think they're going to do it because, look, I don't know how confident those guys really are in Missoula. And if you let Tatum get away with Missoula at the helm, I think you're in trouble.
I think that I'll say it like this. If they're going to offer Tatum or Brown, I think they offer Tatum first. I think Jason Tatum is supposed to be a Celtic for life.
Yeah.
I think he is
the one. Yeah.
Right. I think Jason Tatum is a first team all NBA player. First team all NBA. He's the guy that you look at on there. Not saying that Jaylen Brown is a great player, second team all NBA. But again, I don't get this fascination with a Porzingis. Like if I'm trading for him, I'm not giving anything up for him. I'm not giving up a whole lot. I'm not giving up any of my young guys to bring him in. And again, you know, AJ Griffin, Bogey, Trey, DeJounte, Hunter, Collins. Like how many guys out of position to shoot threes do I need? Like how many more guys that should not be shooting three-pointers do I need on this team? I already got Hunter and Collins, you know, shooting threes out there. I don't need more big guys that draw people away, you know, that you know, again, they stand 30 feet from the basket and want to shoot threes. I don't need more of those kinds of guys. I need guys that bang around on the inside. All right, when we come back, it'll be time for the Falcons flyover. Pro Football Focus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it, Chuckery Show, hanging out at Kia Studios Thursday night with you. All right, 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Data, I'm going to get you involved in this too. I have seen multiple places where, you know, again, we're looking to try to make a splash, right, for the Atlanta Hawks, right? Trying to get things cranked up and going. Like, I want Jaylen Brown. I'll sell out to go get Jaylen Brown. I'll give up what I'll give up that deal, you know, with all of our – I'll give it up because I'm trying to be good now, not 3 years from now, okay? But I've seen this name in multiple places that the Hawks should look to make a trade for. And that name is Kristaps Porzingis. Now, last year for the Washington Wizards, 2 years ago, he was traded from Dallas to Washington, partnering him up with Bradley Beal. You know, look, on the surface, there are some good numbers there. 23.2 points per game. 38.5% three-point percentage. He does some good things. 32, almost 33 minutes a night.
Where's he at in assist?
Well, he's 2.7 assists. But here's the thing that kind of blows me away. And this is what happens when you're 7'3" and you stand out at the three-point line. The last 2 years, he's been 8.4 and 8.8 rebounds per game. He's never even been a double-digit guy rebounding, because that's what happens when you stand 30 feet away from the basket. And I think about this and I say, okay, why do I want a 7'3" guy that plays his game 30 feet away? I mean, when everybody in the league goes right to the basket on us, right? I mean, I need Capella and Okongwu and guys like that to at least be something on the interior and clean the glass, because we don't do a very good job of rebounding outside of a Clint Capella. We're a good rebounding team. We were a top 10 rebounding team this past year. But Capella is one of the big reasons why, because he's an elite rebounder. Capella's an elite rebounder. Give him that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not an elite center, not an elite scorer, not an elite defender. He's a very good defender, a decent scorer, but an elite rebounder, especially in today's NBA. You know, again, it's not Barkley or Rodman or guys like that, right, that – you know, that, you know, you're at that level. Oh, there's that Wendy Corona. Whew, man. Hi, Caraba. Anyway, where was I? Wendy. Oh, no, sorry. Hawks. So why do I keep seeing this name as a guy that the Hawks should be trading for?
I will say this. A couple weeks back, when I was looking at kind of like top free agents in that top 10 portion of the list, I will say his name.
Well, he's not a free agent.
Well, not free agent, but or I think he's soon to be, though, isn't he?
He's got, so just so we're clear, he's got 33.8 million owed this year.
Right.
Okay. But then he's got a player option.
Right.
That's 36 million. Yeah. So, again, is he going to turn down 36 million? Because by then, he's going to be 30 years old.
Well, that's what I was going to say. His name jumped out to me first, but then when I saw what he would be owed, I just don't think he's worth that. And especially to your point, if he's not even averaging 10 rebounds a game a night, like
he's 7'3", and I know right. I know he can shoot threes. I've got too many guys that are big guys that play 30 feet away from the basket.
Yeah, there's a lot of that already in the league.
Like I don't need more of those kinds of guys. So 404-726-0929. Help me make it make sense about why the Hawks should be interested in a guy like this. And again, it's not that he's a bad player, that he's a bum or anything like this, right? But first off, how good are the Wizards? I mean, with Bradley Beal and Porzingis, have they been much of anything? Are they threatening to take over the Eastern Conference? I don't think so. So I'm not, and again, I'm not blaming it all on him, but if I'm going to pay $33, $34, $36 million in salary to a player, which, you know, again, let me put it like this. DeJounte Murray's making half that. He's making half that kind of money. And that's not even, I mean, we talk about John Collins and how much we're paying him. You know, pay Porzingis $34 million to stand 30 feet from the basket and shoot threes. Because that's what he wants to do. He don't want to go in there and bang around with anybody and get physical and get tough with anybody. He wants to stand outside and shoot as many threes as he can. And he averages what? What's his per game average? I thought it was over five. Let me see here. He averages 5.5 threes per game. 5.5 threes per game. Okay, 38.5%. It's not bad for a 7'3" guy. But that ain't like 50%. And if he's not down low, who's going to rebound for us? Who's going to bang around inside? John Collins? John Collins wants to stand around from three-point land as well. What's DeAndre? I mean, everybody drives to the basket on us. So I need less rim protectors when all is said and done. I just don't understand all of this. Help me make it make sense. Marco out in Buckhead. What's going on, Marco?
Hey, what up, Chuck? For this one, I mean, that sort of sounds like one of those, like, pie in the sky, like, this would work in a video game type of trade.
Sure.
But my main problems with Kristaps is, A, his health, and then, B, he already sort of played in a – not to say Trey and Luke are extremely similar, but he played in a system like that, and one of his biggest gripes was that they didn't draw plays for him. So I don't think that we would do that here either. And like you said, there'd be a lot of money to try to pay somebody who is not healthy. And I would not leverage my future to try to bring that kind of guy in here.
Appreciate it. 65 games last year is all he played. He played 51 the year before that. 43, 57, 48. He played 72 in 65 games his first 2 years with the Knicks. Since the 2017-2018, starting with that year, he's had one season where he's played more than 60 games. And his peak is 65. So I get another beat up, banged up guy that, you know, again, can shoot the ball and score. And again, I'll say it. I'll be Mike Bell. I don't want any more of these soft European types of guys on here. Like, I don't need more of those kinds of guys. I need some grit and some toughness on this team. Michael out in Kent. What's going on, Michael?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think on defense, he's kind of an open door. Doesn't really help us. Doesn't really fit, you know, what we need right now and who we need to pay is a top-tier wing. We don't need to pay another big. I think, you know, when it comes to shooting, we pay other people to shoot. We could pay a wing to shoot. Also, you know, with Trey's play style, he likes lobbing it up to people. If Capella's going to be the only person that we're going to lob to, we're going to have some problems because Kristaps ain't jumping. I mean, I know he's 7'3", and you know, but like you were saying, he plays around the outside. I don't think he fits well with our team, and I think that money needs to go to other places.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, when I've got my 7'3" guy shooting 5.5 threes a game, I mean, I know it's modern day basketball, and oh well, Dirk Nowitzki made it. Okay, Dirk's a first ballot Hall of Famer. Like, okay, give me Dirk Nowitzki.
And
give
Dirk
me, give
also,
me, give me a, hold on, give me a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Right,
right. I mean, you know, give me one of the top players of all time. Yeah, if we could drop him on the, but Porzingis isn't a top player.
No, and Dirk had no problem playing in the paint. Whenever he had no problem doing so.
But again, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. Porzingis is anything but a first ballot Hall of Famer, right? Oh, and what did Dirk Nowitzki win when he was in Dallas? What did he win?
Then he won a title, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, how about that?
Yeah.
How about that? Hey, how about that?
Did he get any MVPs?
I don't know if he was an MVP or not.
But he did get a title.
Here's what I know. He won a title and is a first ballot Hall of Famer. Thank you. Thanks. Next call, please. Thank you. Right? Porzingis is a guy who's playing, you know, again, peaking at 65 games over the last 7, 8 years or 6 years or whatever it's been. No thanks. But again, he's a name that if you're looking to trade, you know, he's a name that is popping, you know, in these circles. Right? Why can't I just have Jaylen Brown? Like, why make this more complicated than what it needs to be? Jaylen Brown here, play him at 3, one of the best two-way players in the NBA. I've seen, like, multiple ex-players and stuff like that, former coaches and stuff like that, saying, wow, Jaylen Brown would be great in Atlanta. Yeah. Okay, can we get him?
Yeah, I got bad news for you, Chuck. The fact that, and this is just my opinion, the fact that the Celtics have come out and said they're sticking with Mazzulla, they're going to offer Jaylen the max. The question is going to be, will he stay?
Well, again, I mean, everybody's trying to get out of Boston, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're seeing, like, there's been 3 or 4 guys that have been like, I don't know if I want to be here in Boston anymore.
Yeah, so they're going to offer it to him. The question is going to be, will he stay?
Well, again, if they offer him the Supermax, how do you turn that down?
Yeah,
I mean, with all due respect, because they can pay him more than anybody.
Right.
How do you turn down how do you turn down $290 guaranteed in the Supermax?
Yeah.
No, like, you're right. I would tell. I mean, in all honesty, as much as I want him in Atlanta, I'd go up to him and tell him he's the dumbest person on earth if he turned down $290 guaranteed $1 million. I don't care if he's playing for the Washington Generals. I don't care if he's playing for, Frankfurt Penguins or whatever. $290 guaranteed. Take that Supermax, son.
Yeah.
And cash those checks.
Yeah, without a doubt. And like I said, this is just me speculating. I just think they're going to do it because, look, I don't know how confident those guys really are in Mazzulla. And if you let Tatum get away with Mazzulla at the helm, I think you're in trouble.
I think that I'll say it like this: if they're going to offer Tatum or Brown, I think they offer Tatum first. I think Jason Tatum is supposed to be a Celtic for life.
Yeah,
I think he is
the one. Yeah,
right. I think Jason Tatum is a first team All NBA player. First team All NBA. He's the guy that you look at on there. Not saying that Jaylen Brown is a great player, second team All NBA, but again, I don't get this fascination with a Porzingis. Like if I'm trading for him, I'm not giving anything up for him. I'm not giving up a whole lot. I'm not giving up any of my young guys to bring him in. And again, you know, AJ Griffin, Bogey, Trey, DeJounte, Hunter, Collins. Like how many guys out of position to shoot threes do I need? Like how many more guys that should not be shooting three-pointers do I need on this team? I already got Hunter and Collins, you know, shooting threes out there. I don't need more big guys that draw people away, you know, that you know, again, they stand 30 feet from the basket and want to shoot threes. I don't need more of those kinds of guys. I need guys that bang around on the inside. All right, when we come back, it'll be time for the Falcons flyover. Pro Football Focus has the 3 best players for every team in the NFL. And I disagree with 2 of the 3 for the Atlanta Falcons. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.